Petersfield's Shine Radio.
In the local news, local police warn that beauty spots can also be a hotspot for opportunistic thieves. Take time to look up at our visitors. Swifts are back in town. The warmer weather has finally arrived, perfect for a dip at the local Lido. And Isaac has this week's local sporting update. I'll have all these stories after the international and world news.
Serving the Petersphere with a brighter mix of great music and local information. This is Petersfield's Shine Radio.
Prime Minister Rishi Sunak repeatedly refused to say whether he told his parliamentary aide about the date of the election. The Metropolitan Police said they were investigating a small number of bets on the July the 4th poll. Well, Lib Dem leader Sir Ed Davey condemned the situation whilst on a farm surrounded by llamas.
Well, the whole thing is awful. The idea that people walked into number 10 Downing Street were told the date of the election, and it appears, that's why the Gambling Commission investigating, it appears they went and bet on something that they knew the outcome of. I think everyone can see that's wrong.
Labour say they'll open discussions with junior doctors on July the 5th if they win the election. They've started a five-day walkout in England and will return to work 2 days before voters go to the polls. The British Medical Association say they've already had some discussions with the Labour Party. Next, 21 critically ill children are due to leave Gaza. It's the first medical evacuation since the territory's only travel crossing was shut down in early May. Health officials say thousands of people need medical treatment abroad. An undercover officer says he thought there was an imminent threat to TV star Holly Willoughby. He'd made contact online with security guard Gavin Plum, who's accused of plotting to kidnap her. The officer told jurors he looks for instances of human trafficking and kidnapping and felt it was a credible plan. The trial continues. 1 in 10 adults believe that ketchup counts as part of their 5 a day, according to a study. It also revealed that school children know more about the 13 essential vitamins than their parents. Well, nutritionist Emily English explains how we can bridge the gap.
When we're thinking about the kind of health implications that that is now having on like a nationwide point of view, making sure that we focus that education on adults and bridging that gap between awareness from when you're at school versus when you're actually cooking for yourself and living your busy day-to-day lives is key.
And England are out of the T20 World Cup following a 68-run defeat to India. The side remains world champions was ended in brutal fashion in Guyana, and you will now face South Africa in the final. From Radio News Hub, I'm Phil Towers.
Petersfield's local news.
I'm Alan Kosh at Petersfield's Shine Radio. Local police warn that beauty spots can also be a hotspot for opportunistic thieves. Following a spate of thefts from vehicles across rural East Hants, including two in Liss, officers remind you to remove valuables from your vehicle and lock it. Joe Gray has more.
The reports include vehicles which have had their windows smashed or left insecure, and then cash and bags left on display have been stolen. If valuable possessions such as handbags, laptops, mobile phones are left on show inside a vehicle, it's much more likely to be targeted. Even items of little value such as shopping bags and clothing may tempt a potential thief to break into the vehicle to see whether they contain anything worth stealing. Make sure to physically check that doors and windows are locked, then look inside again to make sure you've not left anything behind.
Go to the Hants Police website for more crime prevention advice. Take time to look up our visitors. Swifts are back in town. Swifts in our skies, but do you know much about them? Our friend Robin Hart, Petersfield's nature expert, shares some fascinating facts.
What can I tell you about swifts? They're only here for about 100 days. And swifts have to be at least 2 years or 3 years old before they breed. And they come back to where they've bred. But it takes them that 2 years of constant flying, never landing, down to South Africa and back. And they always seem to remember where they were bred. And as soon as a fledgling's out of the nest, it's flying for the next 2 years before it comes to search and get a rest on a likely nest site.
You can hear more on shineradio.uk, and Robin also shared his knowledge about the common house sparrow. They may not be that common. Search for that too. The warmer weather has finally arrived, perfect for a dip at the local Lido. I caught up with Sheila Spence, chair of our local gem, yes, Petersfield Open Air Pool.
We opened the season with some great newly refurbished facilities, which the customers are really appreciating. These are the bathrooms and the toilets. And I wanted to just mention that Rex Ceramics of Petersfield donated all the materials for that, so that's great. And we've had a number of new things. We've had a summer solstice swim, which was sold out. We're doing twilight and supper swims.
Well, if that's not enough, Sheila also tells me that there are new things coming also. I'll be sure to get up to date and keep you informed. Here's Isaac with this week's local sporting update.
Petersfield's Cricket Club lost their game last weekend. They lost the toss and so had to bat second, following an excellent run of batting from the opposition, Cadnam, who achieved 253 runs. Petersfield managed to get them out four times, but Petersfield's run of batting saw them get 113 runs, not enough to beat Cadnam. Petersfield's top batter was McLean, who made 30 runs. The loss leaves Petersfield in 15th in a league of 18, and next week they'll play Easton and Marta Worthy, which may be a tough game for Petersfield, as Easton have been on an excellent run of form.
Petersfield's weather with Hector's, where gentlemen and now ladies can step out in style, whatever the weather.
Good morning, it's Peter with the Petersfield weather on Shine Radio.
And that's Andy from Shine Radio's grandson, all the way from Ohio in the US of A. We have another lovely day in the Petersphere in prospect, with temperatures similar to today's, peaking at around 20 degrees. There'll be sunny intervals all through the day, with a westerly breeze just taking the edge off those slightly. Be careful about the high levels of ultraviolet, especially in the middle of the day. High tide today is at 4:48 at 4.3 metres, and again at 17:39 at 4.5 metres. Temperatures will drop to about 10 degrees overnight, and Saturday is looking mostly sunny with temperatures around 22 degrees.
Travel news, driven by Petersfield Used Car Centre.
Hi, it's Vicky with today's travel update. In Berriton, work continues on Greenway Lane, and Petersfield Road is also closed today with a diversion in place. Rams Hill, that's got a lane closure in force. There is a diversion route along Winchester Road. And in Liss, Mint Road is closed today with a diversion route via Warren Road. The lane and slip road closures of the A3 are back in force tonight. That's from 9 o'clock and both directions. That's from Liss Slip Road, by the looks of it. That's it, though. If I'm not saying what you're seeing, you can always phone or WhatsApp me on Petersfield 555 500, or email team at shineradio.uk.
Travel news from across the Petersphere is driven by Petersfield Used Car Centre on the Winchester Road in Strood. Songs that shine forever.
I'm so in love with you.
Oh, no, no. And the brightest tunes of today. Great music and local information, only from Petersfield's Shine Radio.